Now, I wonder how many of you here have heard of King Arthur? Anybody heard of King Arthur? Yeah, quite a lot of you, haven't they? Now, what is it that King Arthur had which was rather special? And if you go to Winchester, have you ever been to Winchester? It's hanging on the wall in the town hall, the ancient town hall in Winchester. What did he have that was rather special that we see in our houses every day? What did he have? In fact, there's a big clue standing almost next to me here in the sanctuary. Yes, what did he have? He did have a castle, I'm sure. No. What? Titch, now don't tell everybody what. That's not very good. You're right, yes, what did he have? Yeah, what was it, though? You're right, a table, but what did he have? Yes. A round table. And who sat round the table? Who can tell me? Yes. The Knights of the Round Table. Now, if you go to Winchester and look at this big round table that's on the wall in the old town hall, you'll see that all the knights' places are painted in old medieval script. It's a very old table where they were sitting. Anybody know the names of any of the knights? Yes, go on. Sir Lancelot, that's right. So, and what did these knights do? Do you know? Anyone know? Yes. They protected him. That's good. Excellent. Well, knights were very special because you could recognize a knight by what they wore. What did they wear? Anyone know what a knight wears? Yes. Pardon? Yeah. Brett, what did he say? Yes, it would have been. Yeah, that's absolutely right. What do we call all of it when it's all together? Anybody know? Yes. Armor. They wore armor. And the armor is there really to protect the person, the knight. That's very important. One great knight we're celebrating today is Sir Thomas More. He was a knight. And knights do also very important things. They go out and they fight dragons in the old traditional stories. And the dragon symbolizes the things that are bad, because dragons tend to terrify people, breathe fire on them. And the knights would go off and battle with what was basically evil. And Sir Thomas More had to stand up for what was evil. He was a knight who firmly believed that to be a Christian and to be a Catholic was the greatest thing you could ever be, and that he was not going to deny his faith. And there was, unfortunately, a king at the time, Henry VIII, who was not very kind towards that way of thinking. And so poor Thomas More was taken, a great scholar. He had written books, philosophy books, one of the leading scholars in the world he was. Wrote a book called Utopia. And he was taken and he was executed because of his faith. St. John Fisher was a cardinal, a prince of the church, Bishop of Rochester at the time of his arrest. And they tried to save him because he, like Sir Thomas More, said, I'm not going to back down. My faith means so much to me, I'm going to die for it. I'm going to be a knight in shining armor, standing up for the truth. Even if it's a king, I will not compromise my faith. I won't back down. So he was placed in the Tower of London, and he was a cardinal. And do you know what happened? A terrible thing happened. The Pope tried to save St. John Fisher by making him a cardinal while he was in prison. And when the news reached Henry VIII, because Henry VIII had a big argument with the Pope, and the cardinals in those days had a big red hat. They used to wear as a sign of their authority. And the messenger said to King Henry, John Fisher has been made a cardinal, Your Majesty. He's been given the red hat. And do you know what his reply was? Well, it'll be a great shame that they won't have a head on which to put it. That's a true. And so he was executed. So today is very special. Yes, did you want to say that's right. What do you think this symbolizes? Yes, so what color does this represent, do you think? Yeah, so if someone died, what do you think this color represents? Yes. No? Now, what color do you think this might represent? Yes. Blood, yes. The blood of the martyrs, which we remember. And every altar that we have, there's some under here in a casket, you'll see relics of the saints. And every altar, Catholic altar, has relics. And you've got one in a nice casket in the altar there. And that will have some of the martyrs, that's because we're united with them. We join with them because they were so brave and they stood up for the faith. And so we now have to carry that on. And sometimes, you know, when we know something is right, we have to say it. We can't deny, we can never deny being Christians, even though people laugh at us and make jokes, going to church, what a waste of time. But don't worry, there's far more things worse than what people can say, I assure you. You be firm in your faith and God will never let you down when you're in trouble. He'll help you always. So, okay, good, well done.